would you keep horses?
In a lot.
In a
lot.
Mm-hmm. Where would the lot be?
In the back of your house, back of behind your house.
Mm-hmm. What about a shelter for them?
Well, we feed them in a, what they call a stable.
Mm-hmm.
And at night we always shut them up in my stable and feed them, give them corn and hay.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they're not working in the daytime, when they're out there, just prowling around the lot.
Mm-hmm. Is the stable part of the barn?
Yeah, you can have it that way if you want to, or you can build it off for yourself.
Mm-hmm. What about the fenced-in area around the barn where all the different animals can walk around?
Well, you can have that too if you want it.
What would you call it?
Well, it's a type of a pasture.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear it called that a lot or barnyard or
yeah.
Horse lot or cow lot? Or?
Yeah, barnyard, cow lot.
Uh-huh.
Such as that.
What about a fenced-in place out in the pasture where you could leave the cows overnight for milking them?
Well, that's called a cow pen.
Mm-hmm. And if someone had a lot of milk cows and they sold the milk and butter, you'd say they had a...
dairy.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever use that word dairy to mean anything else besides those big farms?
How's that not?
Did you ever hear the word dairy used to mean anything else besides the big farms?
No, only a diary now that you keep of your record of of your life.
Uh-huh.
Not a diary, or a dairy.
Uh-huh. Where did y'all used to keep milk and butter before you had refrigerators?
We kept it out under a big shade tree.
Mm-hmm.
Had a bug-proof, what we called a safe.
Mm-hmm.
Out there,
mm-hmm.
And we'd bring that milk in and milk it and strain it,
mm-hmm.
And then carry it out there and set it in that dairy.
Mm-hmm.
Then it would sour first. Then it would turn to what's called clabber.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'd take and skim that cream off, and that's where we got our butter from. We said, "Now that's got the cream."
Mm-hmm.
We had an old timey churn. I got, well, we had improved ones, but I still got one, the old timey churn jar.
Mm-hmm.
You'd sit down on a rock, read your paper. You'd sit there right there, leave up and down, and beat that cream into butter.
Uh huh. What else could you make from the clabber?
Curd.
Huh?
Curd, cut of cheese.
Uh huh.
Cut of cheese.
They used to call it curd?
No. Yeah, I had a wrong name, man. It was cottage cheese.
Uh-huh.
You take it and put it in a clean flour sack.
Mm-hmm.
And tie it up and hang it out. And let all what we call the whey drip out of it. And then get almost perfectly hard. Mm-hmm. And then fix up a sauce to go with
it. Fix up a
sauce. To season
what kind of
seasoning
sauce?
Nutmeg or vanilla or whatever flavor you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was something else.
You take cream and nutmeg and stuff and make the sauce?
In other words, you make that sauce and then you take your cottage cheese and lay it in the plate.
Mm-hmm.
And then pour your cream over it and mix it all up together.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good living.